Sid, the final frontier. These are the remixes of the Commodore 64 community. Our continuing mission, to play Commodore 64 remixes as loud as we can.
Hey everyone, it's the C64 Takeaway, episode 39, Commodore 64 remixes and original SID sounds to go. I'm your host, Jan Lund Thompson, this time with a mobile edition of the Takeaway, not coming as usual from Copenhagen, Denmark, but instead from deep within the Swedish woods in an area called Småland. I'm here on holiday for the week, and quite relaxing it is too. The busiest we've had so far is when a car drove by the other day. But I brought the laptop computer to catch up on a couple of video podcasts, and then I thought, if I'm bringing that, I might as well bring this little USB headset so I can do some experiments in Apple's GarageBand and maybe put together a podcast. And starting off today's show was Jeroen Till playing an unnamed SID as part of his DJ set. This was taken from a recording done at a gig he played in Utrecht in Holland back in September 2006. Coming up next, Ghosts and Goblins, Bossa Nova style. This is Nada, Bossa and Goblins. We'll be right back. Time to catch up on some news since last time. First up, there's some good news if you're into reworking SID tunes. There's now a full version of SID to MIDI out. After years of apparently being abandoned and people being unable to purchase the full version of the application, there's now news from the SID to MIDI project, which is a software tool that converts a SID file into a MIDI one, ready for further processing in your favorite MIDI importing music composing application. Michael Schwendt, the creator of the tool, has stated on the remix64.com forum that he indeed has abandoned his SID-related projects, at least for the time being. And since former versions of SID to MIDI were restricted shareware, Michael has now released an unrestricted evaluation version of the Windows version of this useful tool. Next up, there's been another update to the High Voltage SID Collection, the ongoing project to collect all music ever composed on the Commodore 64. With this latest update, number 47, it now includes 1127 new tunes and the usual batch of improvements, credit fixes, and so on. On June 22nd, it was once again time to head to London for Back in Time Live, this time the 2007 version. Sure, last time Chris Abbott told everyone that that one would indeed have been the last event ever. But unlike previous outings, well, maybe with the exception of Bit Light over in Manchester, this one was deliberately held low-key. There were no celebrity guests, well, some showed up, but that was all on their own initiative. There were simpler acts, which means with not so much gear to bring in, not so much to handle in the way of logistics. Of course, the exception to that was the last act, Rain Overhand, who had a guitar, a bass, a drum kit, and a synth, and he actually played all those instruments live himself using a bunch of switches and a laptop to record loops before he moved on to the next instrument. Quite impressive. Other equally impressive acts were Seth 8-bit Weapon Sternberger, backed by Computer and Melbot, delivering a solid micro music set. Then DJ Danceaway did a mashup blending sits with contemporary tunes. Also there was MJ Hibbett, this time unplugged, just bringing himself and his guitar and not his band The Validators, or Electricity for that matter. He did, among other things, a reworked version of his massive internet hit Hey Hey 16K, but more on that later on. And also up was Jerome Tell, delivering a very solid DJ set. You heard one of his tunes being played as the opening for this episode of The Takeaway. It was definitely one of the best events in the series yet, and if you weren't there, you should have been. I'll be sure to stick some links in the show notes at c64takeaway.com for reports from the event and photo galleries, and also there's a Bit Live DVD lovingly put together by Remix64.com forum member Steve D. It's a 6.9 gigabyte download via BitTorrent. It's a dual layer DVD, so you need to get busy with a DVD shrink or something like that if you only have a single layer burner like yours truly. Last but definitely not least, the Slay Radio Gathering 2007. On August 4th, it was once again time for the people around the online radio station Slay Radio to meet up in Gothenburg for a barbecue in the park in the afternoon, followed by an evening of even more socializing in the VIP room at the local pool hall slash bar. And as there's quite a bit of overlap between the C64 Takeaway and remix.quet.org and Slay Radio, both in terms of content and in terms of people popping along, I thought I'd do the same thing. Lots of good company at the bar / pool hall. There was also a C64 DTV hooked up to the projection system, which allowed me to show off some of my skills at playing Nebulous, or Tower Toppler as it's called outside Europe, and of course meeting a lot of very nice people and indulging in some of my favourite beverage as well. One of my my fondest memories of the event was that we had access to our own PA system in the VIP room, so we hooked up an iPod to that and of course played some C64 remixes. At one point the bartender came over and asked me to turn the volume up. Anyway, if you weren't part of this year's meetup and Gothenburg is within reach for you, be sure to keep an eye out for the announcement of next year's event. If there's going to be one, there's probably going to be one. At any rate, it's going to be announced on slayradio.org sometime next summer. The event usually takes place in the first weekend of August. And that concludes the wrap-up of what's happened since, I guess, early, mid-June, when I last had the time to do an episode of The Takeaway. Let's now turn again to the music. Coming up next, it's the St. Albans Rob Hubbard Fan Club, Ace 2. Ryan Ohand, Garfield, from the CD The Blight, the Blend and the Bizarre, out now on c64audio.com and other well assorted retailers. Right, let's just do a bit of feedback, not much this time. Juan at BitLive said hi, and also did another guy, and I asked him who he was, and he just said, well, you can refer to me as Anonymous Listener. So hi there, Mr. Anonymous Listener, wherever you are. Also, I bumped into an old listener, or rather, I don't know if he's old, but he goes way back to the early episode. Thurston Johnston from Liverpool in the UK was present at the Slay Radio Gathering, so very nice to meet you once again, Thurston. Also, a special welcome to Christopher Dixon, who emailed me. Although Chris only caught onto the C64 takeaway in early June, he managed to listen through the first 30 episodes in a little over a week. Pretty impressive. He said, also says that until now I didn't really see the point of podcasting. There wasn't anything I really heard that I thought was worth hearing, but now with the takeaway it suddenly all falls into place. And well, Chris, what can I say? You're absolutely right. I remember when I first heard about podcasting myself, and I thought, nah, I'll give it a skip. There's probably nothing for me in there. But once you start digging in, you'll find that somewhere out there, there's someone who's catering exactly to your interests. And if there aren't, you can do what I did and create a podcast yourself. Anyway, Chris also posted some ideas for future episodes, for future episode content. And although I can't make any promises, I'll most definitely be looking into those suggestions. Thanks again, Chris, and once again, welcome aboard. Time now to shift gears music-wise. Here's a drum and bass version of Paradroid. We'll be right back.
Peter W. Paradroid, the 001 remix. This was the short version. There's also a longer version available, but at over 7 minutes long, I thought it might be a bit too much for some of the listeners here. Anyway, it's time now to wrap up this 39th edition of the C64 Takeaway. Before I go, as usual, some practical information. The show site with notes and links to everything featured on today's episode can be found at c64takeaway.com. That's the letter C, the number 64, takeaway, all one word, .com. You can get in touch either by email to c64takeaway@gmail.com or by leaving your comments on the show website. I'd love to hear from you. Right, here's coming up next, MJ Hibbert. I mentioned him and his massive internet hit Hey Hey 16K earlier on. He's actually now done a reworked version of this. As you might guess from the title Hey Hey 16K, MJ was a Spectrum owner back in the day, but now he's made amends and done a reworked version of the tune called Hey Hey 64K. And as you can probably guess also, it now deals with the Commodore 64. Now this, what I'm going to play you, is an extremely rough demo version of the song which MJ recorded in his spare room on a single microphone directly into the computer. The music in the middle section is slightly different to Hey Hey 16K, if you know that one already. Otherwise, it's pretty much the same. The words, and especially though, the theme to the song is quite different. Hey Hey 64K is not available for download anywhere, but you can find it in the extra CD-ROM section of the single by MJ Hibbert and the Validators called The Lesson of the Smiths. Thank you for listening. If you're not already subscribed, please go to c64takeaway.com to subscribe either using Apple iTunes, your favorite RSS reader, podcast aggregator, or even email. It is, as the marketing people would tell you, quick, free, and easy. Here's MJ Hibbert. Hey Hey 64K. Bye bye.
We bought it to help with your homework. We bought it to help with your homework and the household accounts. If your dad ever works it all out, fighting in the playground for the glory of C64, shouting out in praise of its 16 colour sprite graphics and the 1530 C2A. Shift and run, subload, return, whistle and uridium, way of the exploding fist, attack of the Newton camels, the bard's tail and pit stop and delete. And your mother said, we bought it to help with your homework. We bought it to help with your homework and the household accounts. If your dad ever works it all out. Thumbing from the SID, the Lost Ninja Trilogy inspired us to write our own songs and then our own games with the help of Simon's Basic. Armor Light Creatures 2 said that we could do it too. All you need's a new idea, hope for kids who felt left out. History functions now form a software house. These bedroom revolutionaries, they called us geeky kids. We're learning new technologies that did not yet exist. And though we may seem retro when we talk about the past, it's good to know where you came from when the future's coming fast. And our time is here at last. Oh, hey, hey, 64K got us where we are today. Twice as much memory as on Apollo to block our course into tomorrow. Hey, hey, 64K got us where we are today. We found our fortes on computers and that's our passport to the future. Equals 0 to 2. These are the days. Next end.